It's Make Someone's Christmas. This is Rob Wills. Thanks to Kent Reliance, we are still granting wishes all of the way up until Christmas Eve. Now, if you just dipped in, you missed us talking about Kirsty Butler. She was talking about her partner, Darren Bonniewell, and the fact that he loves the idea of being able to drive. He's never really got round to sorting it. I think he started it when he was younger. We'll find out in a second when we talk to Darren. But since then, work has taken over, training's taken over, three kids have taken over, and they just haven't got the money to be able to do this now. So that's where we come in. Telephone is ringing.
KMFM and Kent Reliance make someone's Christmas.
Hello.
Hey, is that Kirsty?
Yes, speaking.
Kirsty, my name is Rob Wills, and you're on KMFM.
Oh, hi.
How you doing? You right?
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks.
Kirsty, you nominated somebody very special in your life for Make Someone's Christmas.
Oh.
So tell us about Darren. Tell us a little bit about him. You're engaged.
I am.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Is he with? Thanks, is he there with you now?
He is. Yeah.
Oh, this is awkward, isn't it?
Yeah.
Let's get him on speakerphone.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Hey, Darren. It's Rob calling here from KMFM. How are you?
Yeah, good, sir.
This is strange, isn't it?
It is.
Have you got any idea why I'm calling you?
No.
Right. Kirsty, soon to be yes. Mrs. Darren. When are you guys getting married? Do you know yet?
No, not sure.
Okay. When did you get engaged?
About 3.5 years ago.
Oh, wow. Come on, Darren.
Oh, no.
Well, I should say at this point that it's not the only thing you haven't got around to doing, is it, Darren?
No.
Kirsty, can I read your nomination to Darren?
Yes.
He said, I'd like to nominate my fiancé, Darren, for Make Someone's Christmas with Kent Reliance, and I'd like for him to be able to take his driving lessons and test or go on a car crash course, like an intensive course. He's 27 and wants to get it done, but keeps putting it off, so I think he just needs that extra push to get him going. For him to get a driving license would mean so much to him, as he'd be able to take me and our children out to places without having to rely on other people, and it would also help with his further working career and give him more freedom. I think he deserves this, as he works really hard for our family, so it'd be really nice to give him something back and something that will help him forever.
Yep.
How many kids you got, Darren?
Three.
Is that them in the background?
Yes.
How old are they?
10, 4 and 2.
Oh, wow, man. So, talk to me about the driving thing. Have you started it? Have you tried it? Where are you at with it?
When I was 17, I did. Started taking lessons and then just stopped when I was about 18 and then just haven't done any since.
Any main reason or just life took over?
Yeah, just things come in, like I started college and then just didn't get back into it and then just kept putting it off and putting it off.
Yeah.
Just never got around to starting it again.
And what do you do for a job?
I work with my dad doing painting and decorating.
So he comes and picks you up every day?
He does, yeah.
What a super dad.
Yeah.
I think, Kirsty, it's a really nice thing to do because yours is really quite specific. It's like, I don't want you to buy anything for Darren. I don't want you necessarily to kind of go and treat us all as a family, but I'd like you to help Darren do this thing. So, Darren, for Make Someone's Christmas, we're going to send you on that intense driving course.
Yeah.
We're going to pay for it.
Okay.
Obviously, you're going to have to blag a bit of time off of painting and decorating with your dad, but I'm pretty sure he'll allow you this time.
Yes, sure.
Never to have to pick you up again. He'll allow you this time.
Yeah.
You know, then you can start saving up for the car and being able to take your three kids out as well. And because you're going to need it soon, man. What have you got? Girls, boys? How's it work?
Got 2 boys, 1 girl.
The girl's going to need dropping off at dance classes. The boys are going to need taking to football and after school clubs. And you'll be like...
Yes, they are.
You'll be like, I'm so glad they bought me that driving lesson so that I could then become a dad's taxi. That's what you're going to say in 10 years' time.
Lovely. Thank you.
Thanks very much.